Welcome to Come Follow Me Daily in 5 minutes or less. My name is Malia.
This is Jose.
And we are excited to talk to you today about the Book of Mormon. Episode 7, I Can Turn to God in My Weakness. Nephi had recently lost his father. The responsibilities for leading his family now rested on him. He felt surrounded by temptation and was discouraged because of his sins. Even if your circumstances are different from Nephi's, you may relate to some of his thoughts and emotions recorded in 2 Nephi. What helped Nephi in his afflictions? How can Nephi's response to his challenges help you face your struggles? Now, I love Nephi's humility and that he would put it out there for the whole world to see. I think that shows a lot of the fact that he knew that we'd be able to learn from some of his mistakes or challenges. And I feel like a lot of times we feel, especially as speaking as a mother, that we put a lot of things on our shoulders and we feel like we need to be perfect and doing all the things the Lord has for us to do, right? Or fathers or sons or daughters, right? As we're talking to our kids on this podcast, you know, we have a lots of things that we expect of them. And that's just like our Heavenly Father does. But as we fall short of those perfections that we think we need to do in this life, which we know is not possible, we can turn to God in our weaknesses and have Him strengthen us. In 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 15, it says, "And upon these I write the things of my soul, and many of the scriptures which are engraven upon the plates of brass. For my soul delighteth in the scriptures, and my heart pondereth them, and writeth them for the learning and the profit of my children." I love that he wrote down. This kind of reminds me of, we're talking about how we can turn to God in our weaknesses, that we need to be writing these things down so that our children, just like Nephi, he wrote these things down so that his children could learn. Because otherwise, what was the point of all the struggles if we don't write those down, if we don't record those for our future children to learn from and perhaps glean important information on how they could do better than we are, right? Don't we want our children to be even better than we are? And I know that's what Nephi's hope was. It says in verse 16, "Behold, my soul delighteth in the things of the Lord, and my heart pondereth continually upon the things which I have seen and heard." And that's so important as we are reading the scriptures, is to really ponder and think about these things. And now here we go into a whole bunch of things kind of on the negative side of his temptations and weaknesses. He says in 18, I'm just going to skip around. He says, "I am encompassed about because of the temptations and the sins which do easily beset me." So he's having temptations. Anybody know about temptations? We all do, right? And then his heart groaneth, it says in 19, because of his sins. "Nevertheless, I know in whom I have trusted." This is important. Although we know we're going to have temptations and Satan's going to be there to tempt us and try to get us to fall away from the Lord, he always knew that he needed to trust in God. And it says in 20, my God hath been my support. He hath led me through mine afflictions in the wilderness, and he hath preserved me upon the many waters of the great deep. We know the Nephi story, right? We've been studying it and all the adversities he went through. But through those weaknesses, he was able to lean towards the Lord. What if everything just came out perfectly, right? What if when he went to go get the brass plates the first try, it happened? And he got him, and he went in his way, and his brothers didn't persecute him, and he just went and built the ship, and the boat never broke. And could you imagine the story of Nephi if those stories were left out, if he did not have the struggle? For me, I think the struggle gives me hope, because I'm not, sometimes it takes 3 or 4 or 5 tries, right? When we're trying to do something the Lord has for us to do, or he asks us to do or go away that we had no knowledge about or understanding. And so it's putting trust in the Lord and how important it is that we have these weaknesses. One of my favorite scriptures talks about how our weaknesses can become our strengths as we trust in the Lord and ask Him to help us. And I love verse 34. It says, "O Lord, I have trusted in Thee, and I will trust in Thee forever. I will not put my trust in the arm of flesh. For I know that cursed is he that putteth his trust in the arm of flesh. Yea, cursed is he that putteth his trust in man, and make flesh his arm." And so it's so important, as we talked about the iron rod, that we don't feel our way towards God, but that we hold grasp hard to it, that we use the Lord to help us. And that's what it's saying here as well. So Jose, how can you turn to God in your own weaknesses?
I think the way that I can turn to God as an example is with fasting and prayer. And I know that that helps me when I'm looking for answers, for whenever my son is sick or it needs something, that I can fast and pray, knowing that I'm weak and I don't have the answers, but that trusting in Him through fasting and prayer, I can receive the answers that I need to be able to help either my family or any other circumstances that I may be facing.
Now discuss with your family, how can you turn to God in your own weaknesses? And that's it for today's episode of Come Follow Me Daily in 5 minutes or Less. If you've liked this episode and think someone else would too, we would love for you to share it.